Hey everyone, Dr. Tiffany Kaplan here from Kaplan Health Institute and Center for Integrative Health. I'm here with Ashley Harris, founder of one of my favorite supplement companies, Love Bug Probiotics, and our little, love bug here, Audrey. She's joining us today. And we're going to talk about the power of good bugs for our health. So welcome, Ashley.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure.
Awesome. I'm excited. I came across Love Bug Probiotics actually when I was pregnant with Audrey because I found out I had group B strep and, wanted to do things more naturally. And fortunately, I was aware of antibiotics and the negatives and all that stuff that we'll talk about today. So I was really excited to find Love Bug. And I know you had a similar kind of health journey that led you to found this company. Can you tell us a little bit about how Love Bug Probiotics came to be?
Sure, I'd love to. So similar to you, I was familiar with antibiotics. You get prescriptions occasionally. As a child, I'd get prescriptions for ear infections occasionally, but nothing too major. And then I got pregnant for the first time. This was 6 years ago. And, I did a prenatal class. I thought I had done my homework, new stuff. And then when I was 36 weeks pregnant, I got tested for group B strep, like all pregnant women now in the US, and it came back positive. And, my obstetrician, this was in New York City, said, it's super common. Don't worry about it. We just handle it on the day. And, really quite dismissive. And I was so overwhelmed at that point with, information and research, and also so pregnant that I didn't kind of push, what does it mean you handle it on the day? And so my son was almost 2 weeks late, so very pregnant. I show up at the hospital. And of course, what it meant was when you arrive, they give you an IV of penicillin until after the baby was born. I was trying really hard to have a natural birth, had a vaginal delivery, took 26 hours. He ended up being 9.5 pounds. I was thinking, wow. Oh my God, deliver this baby into the world. Never thinking for a minute, what all those antibiotics, sorry for that. It's just the computer, were doing. And of course they kill off the group B strep, but also the good bacteria that you're meant to pass on to baby through the birth canal during birth that sort of seeds their microbiome. And none of this I knew. I just knew, I've given birth, I'm taking my baby home. And, he was very healthy, got him home. And we suddenly noticed that he had really bad colic. He was screaming and crying after every feeding. He'd get bloated tummies after every meal. And, as a first time mom, you're desperate to try to help, but you don't know what to do. And then when he was a few months old, he got covered in eczema head to toe. And, at that point we're not sleeping. We're so stressed out. He's clearly struggling and not well. And so I went to the pediatrician, and our pediatrician really just wanted to prescribe some steroid creams for the eczema. And I said, but why is this happening? He kind of looked at his watch, looked at the door, looked at the prescription, and looked at me. And I kind of thought, okay, I'm not going to get answers here. And so I went home, I didn't fill the prescription, and I started doing my research, and I ended up finding functional medicine. So I went to a clinic up in Massachusetts, and it changed my life. They tested everything and came back and said I had severe dysbiosis, which is an imbalance in my gut bacteria. I had leaky gut, and they knew this history with the group B strep and my baby, and they said start taking probiotics and also give them to your baby. And that changed our lives. And not even just his physical health and very quickly, his symptoms went away, but his demeanor. And what struck me so much was, here this baby was crying because he was in pain but couldn't communicate it. And really, I think, so much of the time we think we don't have power and really as moms and as parents, we have so much power to really, lay the foundation for our kids. Like, we give them our DNA, but we can also, give them an incredible foundation for health and teach them so much too when they're little, and the right foods to eat and how to be healthy.
Yeah, I went through a similar journey with the GBS, finding out late on that I was positive for it. Also around the time that I found out she was breech, which was, okay, you know, just a lot of things going on at once, but I wanted to do as natural childbirth as possible. And so I started researching with probiotics. Fortunately, I was able to, you know, find that and start that before I got antibiotics, because I actually opted out on my own, you know, accord from getting the antibiotics. I knew I wanted to have natural vaginal birth and, you know, protect her immune system and gut and everything. And home birth, I was able to do that. So that was, you know, something I tried really hard to do. So finding the love of probiotics and reading your story, I was like, wow, this is awesome. This is made for, you know, me and her, right? Like really being able to give her the best start in life. And I love that, you know, you had that story, because even though we go through these like health challenges and stuff, when we stop and ask the question, like, well, why is this happening? That's where the magic happens. And that's where we can really get, you know, these amazing answers and go down the path of health. And what, you know, this is why love bug, you know, exists. That's great. I know you went through or down the rabbit hole of, you know, researching probiotics and found that, you know, not all probiotics are equal. They're not all, you know, the best thing out there. So what are some things that you found in your research that are important for us to know about probiotics or what to look for in probiotics?
Sure. That's a great question. I did. It was a lot of late nights, a lot of research, a lot of trying and experimenting. So I think most importantly, you know, our gut and our microbiome is a diverse ecosystem, right? And with all ecosystems in nature, diversity is really key. And the problem is, so like, there's so many things that, you know, are stacked against us, right? And you focused on why being a magic word. I absolutely think it is, because, and especially with me, you know, going to a functional medicine practitioner and it changing my life, it's really kind of the medicine of why and not what. So a conventional doctor will give you a prescription or they'll say what this is called and what to do, rather than why is it happening and let's fix the underlying condition. And underlying for us is our gut health, and it regulates not just our immunity and our digestive system, but also our mood. And it's really such an incredible space because it is the forefront of science. Like it's very ancient, because Hippocrates said, food be thy medicine. And he also said, all disease begins in the gut, but then so does health. And if you can really repair your gut, it's incredible the transformation you can have in your health. Our microbiomes are an ecosystem. Antibiotics, as you know, are broad spectrum. So they kill, you know, all different kinds of strains, and the good and the bad. And so when you choose a probiotic, and for us, what was really key was creating a multi-strain formulation. So you're not just putting one good strain back in when antibiotics are killing, you know, all good and bad. And then really importantly, you want to make sure that the bacteria gets to the lower GI, to the gut alive. So many probiotics, if they get killed off in the stomach acid, won't make it down to the lower gut and repopulate and really have that beneficial effect. And what's so incredible in that I learned in the human body and nature and the way things are set up, because nature is incredible. So when baby's born and they pass through the birth canal, mom is seeding their gut, is supposed to, right, through vaginal birth. And then that's, you know, the beginning of their microbiome. And for the first few years of life, it's developing. And your daughter there, who's gorgeous, is a little bit too young, but maybe soon, she's putting everything in her mouth, right? Like I have a 2-year-old now and my son is 6. And so my 2-year-old constantly is putting things in her mouth. And there's a biological urge to, you know, bring in bacteria, to increase that diversity, to get exposed to things. And so many times today, we live in urban, sort of sanitized environments where kids aren't exposed to all that beneficial bacteria. And then when kids get to about age 3-4, their microbiome stabilizes. And that becomes very much the microbiome that they're going to have with them for the rest of their lives. And I think the other scary part too, because I did learn this also, was that not only are 25% of moms getting antibiotics during birth for group B strep, and a third of babies are C-section, so they're not getting mom's bacteria, but then Children on average get 3 prescriptions of antibiotics by the time they get to 2 and 10 by 10. So it's the highest administration I know of antibiotics to our youngest when their systems are, you know, developing, right? And that I think is having such a huge long-term effect. And so if we, in the first few years of life, like relook at how we're giving birth, you know, you did an incredible job. You know, it's so many things are stacked against us, right? And it's so hard to try to get that natural birth. But really, if we can educate other moms and other parents, and so they know their choices and they know their options, and also that they know why things are the way they are and how they can help their kids, I really think that's incredibly empowering. And so you want to make sure you have a multi-strain, sorry, going back to your question, formulation, and that it gets alive to the lower GI. And we use with our, you know, we have baby probiotics that are powders. We have a new one coming out in about 6 weeks. That's an oil drop for babies as well. We have a pre and then a postnatal, separate different formulas for while you're pregnant and then after you give birth. And then also for adult, give your kids. And then for adults, we use technology that ensures that the bacteria gets through the stomach acid barrier and alive down to the lower GI.
Awesome.
Sorry, that was a lot of information.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I love how you talk about, you know, you notice a big change with not only like the eczema and demeanor, like mood really changed when you started your son on the probiotics and everything. That's what we see a lot, is that demeanor changes for people, and especially babies. They're so, you know, susceptible, and she's a very happy baby, but we do give her probiotics too, and I take probiotics, and I think it's really helpful. I mean, I got into functional medicine because of my own gut health, and you know, it really affected my mood. I was very depressed and anxious and having all these problems, and it was my gut. And so I've seen that connection directly. I know you have a lot of different, like you were mentioning, different probiotics for different stages, and I was wondering you could go into a little bit more about, you know, the differences in those, because we are different at different stages, and you know, before birth, after birth, while they're young, and then a little bit older. And so I wonder if you can just dive into the different types of probiotics and why maybe some of the strains are important for
sure,
those ages.
I'd love to. So it is such an incredible field of science right now, and so exciting. And they're doing lots of very interesting studies on certain strains and the benefits of those strains. And so for us, we have sort of a family of probiotics for everyone in the family, and then at different sort of stages and for different needs. So we have, and for adults, an immune probiotic that helps support immune health, that has vitamin C, zinc, echinacea, and then strains that have been known to boost your immunity, because a lot of your immunity comes from your gut. For our women's health formula, we have the strains of lactobacilli that are naturally found in the vaginal tract. And that's incredible, because if you repopulate the vaginal tract with lactobacilli, it changes the pH level and helps make it inhospitable to pathogens and stuff. So that's our women's health formula. We have a digestive health formula with 8 different strains that are known to help with digestion and bloating, constipation. And then similarly, you know, with our baby, we have a line called Tiny Tummies. And what we've done is, it's for babies starting from birth. So for 0 to 6 months, it's, 3 strains that have been highly studied, like Lactobacillus GG, B. infantis, which is known as a super strain for babies. So if that strain is present in baby's gut and then fed with breast milk, it colonizes and releases an acid that helps with brain development and sealing the lining of baby's tummy. So really highly studied strains. When they get to 6 months and they start taking some foods, it starts to get much more diverse in their gut. And so we increase the number of strains, increase the potency. And then when they get to 12 months, we have 15 billion bugs in each of these powder stick packs, and the 8 most important strains, because really now you're building what's going to be an adult microbiome by the time they get to 4 and really be the foundation for their health. So highly targeted strains that are very studied for different age groups, different needs, and then with added things. Like we put in our women's health formula D-mannose, which is great for urinary tract health. So really trying to dial in and pair, you know, what are the best strains with the most research with what we're trying to help.
Awesome. And you were mentioning there's different different ways to take these probiotics. Like you're coming out with a liquid for babies, and there's for kids it's a powder, and then there's obviously like the caplets or tablets for adults. And does it matter like the way the probiotic is for different ages, or exactly, is it easier to take?
So people have with babies, you know, the stick packs are great because you can throw them in your purse and you can have them on the go and you just mix them with any cool food or drink, and they're flavorless, sugar-free. Mm-hmm. But some moms, and this is the oil for infants, right? They want to pour some drops in expressed milk or in formula. They just prefer that delivery method, but we're looking at the same strains. And then when you get to age 3-4, the acidity level in the stomach changes, interestingly, and it becomes much more of a closed system to protect what's down there. And that's when you really want to make sure that you have something to get the good bugs down there, or a higher potency. Otherwise, you know, a stomach acidity level for an older child or an adult is higher, and that would kill off the good bugs if it was just in powder form. So that's why we use tablets that have a delayed release. So they're releasing the good bugs over 8 hours and they make it through the stomach acid barrier, or we use delayed release capsules that are acid resistant, just to make sure that they're getting where they need to be.
Awesome. Very good. Are there other things that you found in going through your health journey and, you know, using probiotics that you found were really helpful for gut health in general, because it is so connected to our mood and our immune system and just everything? Is there other like super tools that you have used or found helpful?
Sure. So sugar was a big thing for me, realizing, I think most people know now, but I was a child kind of the 80s. So I grew up on fat-free, sugar-free, snack wells and frozen yogurt, and thinking I was healthy, but really not realizing what an effect all that sugar was having on my health, and not just our mood, but sugar really feeds the bad bacteria. So what you want to do is not just take a probiotic and think, oh, okay, I'm doing my part, I'm putting in the good bacteria. You have to create a healthy environment, that healthy ecosystem, for the good stuff to grow, right? And so when you eliminate sugar, you know, and cut it down, you're taking away the food source for the bad bugs. Then by taking probiotics, you're replenishing the good bacteria, and they feed, of course, on fiber. And fiber, food for the good bugs, is transformative. I mean, you can very quickly, with some small changes in your diet, specifically, you know, taking out sugar, adding fiber, have a huge impact on your health, as long as you have, you know, some of the good bugs down there to thrive in that environment. And what's incredible too is then you stop having those cravings for sugar, right? Because it's literally, there's this incredible gut-brain connection. And when the bad bugs, right, are hungry, they send that signal to your brain and make you, you know, run to the fridge and run to the cabinet. And so if you won't be suffering from those huge swings and those huge sort of cravings. And so I think, for me at least, I didn't realize, you know, I think, and for many people, you don't realize how sick you are until you get well. Mm-hmm. And once you're on that road, it's actually so much easier. It's just the difficulty of getting, you know, those first few steps, and then you can really have such a huge impact, and it's a lot easier.
Yeah. And sugar is like super addictive for most people. And yes. I had candida overgrowth and I was living on sugar. So I feel it was really hard. I went through withdrawal getting off of, you know, bad foods.
Absolutely. It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. I know. I had bad candida as well. It's not easy to get rid of, but once you do it, it's a huge thing.
Yeah. The power of food, right? And then when you have, you know, great supplements to supplement a good gut environment and good diet and good lifestyle and everything, then it just makes all the difference.
Exactly.
So, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. I love, you know, picking your brain about these probiotics. I am a big fan of the Love Bug probiotics, and, you know, it was great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I mean, this has been a pleasure and a delight. And I got to see the little one. It's so, she's gorgeous.
She's been good.
It's so good. It's amazing. Thank you so, so much. This has been a treat. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, thank you. It's been Dr. Tiffany Kaplan from Kaplan Health Institute and Center for Integrative Health, and Ashley Harris from Love Bug Probiotics. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks. Bye.